B-Pod Studios.
It's technically Monday.
I can't believe the weekend's over.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Ha! Hoo! Hoo!
What are you doing?
Vocal exercise. You know, just limbering up the cords.
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody. Let's start our day with a wellness check. How you doing?
I'm good.
You good? Hank,
yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
Brian, you good?
Great. It's
good.
Cold.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It was 37, 38 degrees when I walked.
Yeah, my windshield wipers were frozen to my car.
Get out.
Yeah. I was like, what's happening with my car? You know when like something just goes off on a Monday morning and you're like, oh, no. It was just ice. No big deal. But it's cold.
It is cold. It's 41 degrees here in the city. It's you're in the 30s in the burbs this morning. But the sun is going to shine today. It's going to be good. Okay?
I don't believe you.
Enjoy.
I am telling you right now. I just looked at the forecast. It's going to rain again this weekend.
I know.
And it's because I bought an outdoor dining set. Yeah. I mean, I'm so all ready.
Do you have it out already?
Oh, yeah. It's been out, and now it's like the soaked dining room set.
Yeah. It's not like you buy outdoor furniture and put it in the kitchen.
Well, you know, well, you know, I think it's your fault. It's your fault.
It is my fault. Okay. It didn't really snow this summer because Brian got a snowblower. I mean, this winter.
I thought that was going to be the end of it, but
I knew.
It's all our fault. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, stuff we got coming up in the program today. A big win for the Celtics. A huge win for the Celtics yesterday. They were fantastic. And we want to give Al Horford the game ball. He was spectacular.
Man, you know how they said they could flip the switch?
Yeah,
they did. I guess they weren't lying.
Yeah, they're right. Okay, what do you got coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Well, I have some really good 90210 news. I know that. I also have a fun thing that happened in New Jersey. And I know a lot of fun things don't happen in New Jersey.
That's
but it
true.
Involves Alien and Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me see. Did the Golden Girls hate each other?
No. Don't tell me that story. tell me that story. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Put it away.
I'm going to tell you the story.
No.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Win a grand in 60 seconds coming up in about 12 minutes here. And write your own headline jokes for a story we have this morning, okay? This will be your assignment for the morning.
Okay.
We'll share that with you all coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Don't you really hate it when you try to remain completely in the dark about something because you don't want to know the outcome? You've videoed a ball game or something. You want to watch it, and somebody tells you the ending. And it really...
It's the price you pay for living in society.
That's the problem. Yep. Okay. That's exactly right. But people really take it to an extreme when it comes to, like, Avengers, the Endgame.
Yes.
I mean, there are people... Just don't tell me what happened.
Hey, did you see Avengers this weekend?
No. Don't tell me anything.
Oh, man, you are going to flip when you see how...
I want you to shut up.
I'm just going to tell you.
I need you to shut up.
Yeah, but when Captain America...
I'd love you to shut up.
And Iron Man, when he...
I'm begging you to shut up.
But there's this really cool part
Didn't I say to shut up?
Yeah, but when you hear...
Oh, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Okay.
But did you see Game of Thrones?
Shut up!
People really hate that. And they're taking it to extremes. One guy came out of a theater and...
It was in Hong Kong.
Is that
oh,
it?
Boy.
Yeah, okay.
And he was screaming spoilers as he came out of the theater. And the people waiting to go into the theater beat the heck out of him.
That's...
Wow.
Kind of had to see that coming.
Good
reason.
That's an act of terror,
well,
I feel like, for people who love the Avengers.
Right?
That's terrible.
LeSean McCoy, who's a footballer,
yep.
LBF,
yes.
He plays for the Bills, he tweeted and Instagrammed spoilers. Like,
what a jerk. That's a monster thing to do.
I mean, what do you do?
Horrible.
That's
you really
want to
take the pleasure away from somebody else.
Yeah.
The MIT kids.
Yeah.
You see what they did? You know, they're famous for their pranks and their hacks.
Sure, yeah.
They began about a year ago crafting a Captain America shield that now adorns the top of their famed dome.
The dome.
That is spectacular.
Pretty
of course,
cool.
It's anonymous. They'll never get in trouble with the police because it's one of those famed traditions. Remember, they put a police car up there one year.
I know that.
But that was a nice
people
homage
love this. They
to
love
the Avengers.
It.
Go to WROR.com if you want to see it.
Yeah, and I feel like by this point, everyone who's really hardcore has seen it.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's okay if I give a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, what is the amount of time you is like? This should be like a rule. The amount of time.
Give him a week.
A week.
I think before you can start talking about it. I know.
I mean, like Game of Thrones last night.
Yes, you can't talk about it today.
Can't talk about that today.
But I feel like if you wait too long and then get mad at somebody for talking about it,
that's your
fault.
It's
absolutely.
Like, and you know, anybody who says you know that you revealing the outcome of a movie. You know, ruined my life forever. Did you really have that much
Although
of a life
had,
to start with?
I had a guy once. I started to watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I just started like first season. I'm three episodes in. And he just told me the ending right there. It was Romero, by the way.
Well, Romero's a jerk.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I would bet that you did not have as good a weekend as Brian Bell did.
Wow.
Oh, come on. Tell everybody about your weekend.
You never say that, by the way.
No, that is never the case. Well, you know, I entered into a dangerous Bermuda Triangle of a weekend.
Yes, you did.
Yep. Because my wife's birthday was last Thursday. My anniversary is today. Happy anniversary,
honey. Yep.
And then Mother's Day. So it's a very dangerous Bermuda Triangle every year.
Yep.
I can usually get, like, if I can, I never am going to go 3 for 3.
Right.
But if I can go like 2 for 3,
yes,
that's pretty good. So this weekend, all she wanted to do was go away for the weekend without
you.
The children. No, nope, she wanted to take me.
Oh, she wanted to take you.
Oh, try to remind herself why she liked me. And not that we don't like our kids, but sometimes, you know, five and nine.
Yeah. Everybody
gets
it.
A little weekend away, a few meals all in a row where you don't have to yell at someone to sit down and finish their meal. Because that would be weird in the restaurants
that's
we went
very
to.
True.
So I took her up to the Cliff House in Maine.
Oh,
up in like the Gunquit York area, right?
Very fancy.
It was a good birthday for her.
Yes.
You know.
Yep.
We don't need to say it out loud.
Yeah.
But
significant birthday.
Yeah. So you know, I got her a nice spa day in the morning up there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So Friday night, I think, was the best restaurant. Yeah. We went to MC Perkins Cove. Which, if you go up to the Gunquit area, in that Perkins Cove area,
yeah,
this place is amazing.
Okay,
like,
good.
Like, dining room overlooking the ocean was so nice.
That's nice.
I ate something called radicchio. I don't know what that is.
Radicchio.
I had
Sounds
no
like
idea.
The name of a matador.
Of you.
And now, in the ring, it's radicchio.
I had no idea. And that, we're like, you know what? Let's order it.
Yeah, you're like, no kids, that's no right. whatever. Like,
yeah.
Taking chances.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit European to me. Yeah.
No kids here. Somebody's going to have to throw up.
Yeah, so we ate that. It was delicious. It had avocado and bacon and stuff.
Oh, my God.
That's got to be good, right? And some cheese
bad,
I can't pronounce.
Any celebratory delicious. Cocktails, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of cocktails. We went to the front porch.
Yeah, where you sing with Broadway tunes.
Piano bar, Shall singing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great. They did a lot of songs we play. A lot of Billy Joel. You got a piano.
Yeah.
Do a lot of Billy
what
Joel.
Else you
do a lot of Elton John.
Yeah.
It was fun. And then, you know, just had a nice time just kind of exploring the whole area up
That's
there.
So
like,
nice.
Gunquit's really cool. And it'll be open next week. It's not quite open yet. But there were quite a few places that were open. We wandered around. It was nice. It was really fun. And
so
you get the birthday and you get the anniversary out of the way.
So what are you going to do for Mother's Day?
Well, this is the thing. Because my wife, I did such a great job this weekend with planning an amazing weekend. She said, you know what, honey? You don't have to do anything for me for the anniversary, which is today.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. That's twice. Or Mother's Day. She said, you're off the hook.
So it's a trap.
I'm off the hook.
It's a trap. Yeah.
Like
a
my
trap.
Father said, always All listen done. To your wife.
All done.
Well, then you don't have to do anything. That's great.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, whew, another year. And then we got home. And picked up the kids, and my little girl threw up in her bed last night.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is
Welcome
the Lauren and Wally Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Suddenly I feel like I'm living in a parallel universe or something.
Me too. I don't even know what's happening.
What has happened to you? Because LBF not only joined a running club, so what else have you been doing now?
I actually got up on Saturday morning and ran, you guys, and it was cold and a little bit rainy.
Unbelievable.
You believe it? I mean, I'm practically like Uta Pipping. I might as well have a laurel crown on my head. But then something odd happened after I came home. Lucy was at a dance class all day. And so I turned to Dave, my husband, and said, what do you want to do? What should we do? Yeah. And every time I ask him that, he always says, want to go for a hike? And I'm like, ha, that's hilarious. Let's sit down and watch TV. But this time I was like, I don't know what happened. I said, all right,
you opposite Georged him.
I opposite Georged
right.
him.
Right,
yeah.
So I have hiking boots, if you can believe it. I do.
Have they ever been used?
They have never been used. It's like hiking boots for sale, never been used. But I was like, I have hiking boots. I'm going to put on my hiking boots because I feel like to do anything when you're not good at it is to just get the right outfit.
Sure.
Then you're just ahead of the game. So we went to Blue Hill and we hiked. I don't know. We were outdoors for 40 minutes.
I went uphill.
We took a little bit of the road, but we also went through the woods. There were rocks and slippery leaves.
You see any crazy
moss.
Animals?
Just the one I was with.
Just the one you were with.
Okay.
But no, and I.
Did you go up and get in that little stone thing and look around?
No, that's all the way up.
Oh.
Come on. Get serious.
Okay.
I was like, really? I mean, I went up 30 feet and I was out of breath. It was bad. But I did it. The thing is that Dave and I, we're lucky we have each other because I said to him when we're driving there, it's 11:35. I said, we do this for like 30 minutes and then we go have beers at the hillside. And he's like, you're reading my mind, lady. You're reading my mind. But it was great. We went to the Trailside Museum. So I'm a new woman.
Nice.
I feel like I'm a new woman. I didn't see any
rattlesnakes. You see any rattlesnakes?
No rattlesnakes up there.
There are two. They found two of them in the parking lot up on Wood Road last year.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Google you that? Read it in the news, I'm pretty
I
sure.
I did?
Yeah.
What about a brown recluse spider?
Oh, yeah. No, I did get a little bit nervous about, like, seeing animals. But mostly Dave and I, mostly I talked about how Dave could kill me in the woods and get away with it. It was weird.
Seriously?
Anyway,
okay.
Wow. That was our conversation. Okay. I'm like, you know, this is actually a good spot. Well, anyway.
That's very funny.
Yeah, and then I want to just mention that you did something extraordinarily silly with you. I'm running.
Oh, you're really learning how to run.
I'm learning how to run.
Okay, so I wake up. I wake up Sunday morning, you know, and I get out of bed. I step down. I go, oh man, my foot hurts. Like I didn't do anything that I could think of. And say, wow. So I kind of limp around the house a little bit. And I think, well, I guess maybe the best thing to do is go out and run this off.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't ice it or something?
What, did you open up your 1952 Boy Scout guide?
Well, yeah, precisely. So I'm not going to be stupid. So I put on nice arch support. I go outside and say, I'll walk. You know, I'll go for a nice walk. I'm walking pretty fast. I think, okay, this is...
But that made it hurt more, so you thought you'd go faster.
So then I think, okay, maybe if I jog for a while. So I start jogging a little bit.
I'm just jealous and so of my like, run club.
So like yeah. 40 minutes later, I come in. I quit jogging. I walked it on in. And I thought, you know, that was really kind of stupid.
So what did you do then? Rub some dirt on it?
No, but it just reminded me of when I was in high school. We had a pretty good football team. Yeah. And we had these two guys, big guys, were my classmates, were on the offensive line, the Jennings twins. They were identical twins, Jim and John Jennings. So they're up there playing football, practice football. And we had his coach named Billingsley, who had been a linebacker at Ohio State. He's really a tough guy. Billingsley's really a tough guy. So one of the Jennings twins, during a drill, goes down. And he's like, oh, coach, my ankle's hurt. And Billingsley says, get up and run it off. So he gets up. He runs a quarter of a mile around the track.
And the ankle fell off?
And collapses. And so they thought, well, maybe we should take this guy seriously. He goes to the hospital. He has two broken ankles. And I'm thinking, well, that wasn't very smart of me to go out and try to run this.
Wow. You knew that story, yet you ran.
Interesting.
Something wrong with you. But I always do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your 720 Men from Maine, brought to you by AAA. Massachusetts AAA members can save 10% on auto insurance with AAA. And you could save even more by bundling your auto and home. Call 866-284-7222 or visit your local AAA branch for a free quote. Switch and save today with AAA. Here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is sitting in $3 Dewey's reading a book when Lem walks in, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, what you reading there?
Oh, this? Why, this is a diary.
Oh, what's in it?
Oh, no, no, no. A diary is a very sacred personal thing, a person's deepest secret thoughts. I wouldn't feel right sharing this information with anyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to invade your privacy. Please accept my sincerest apology.
Oh, that's all right. It's Effie's diary. story anyway. Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Well, let's give you a little flashback this morning, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Let's take it back to the Golden Girls.
Did the Golden Girls
hate each other?
Oh, God. So I guess you brought this up, and I had to do a little deep dive to see if it's true. So did the Golden Girls really, behind the scenes, hate each other? And celebrity feuds are always fun, you know, like Betty and Joan. That was Betty Davis and Joan Crawford.
Different Betty.
Different Betty. Had such a feud. They had an FX TV show about it.
Yeah.
But the Golden Girls, Blanche, well, apparently, B. Arthur didn't really like Betty White.
Yeah. How could you not like Betty White? She's an American treasure.
You know, some people aren't for everybody. You know, I don't really like Wally.
Nobody likes Wally.
I'm kidding, obviously. No, she didn't like hate her, but she just didn't really like her. Her son Matthew Sachs says it's not the way it is. I think my mom had some problems with her. Everyone needs someone to say, "Oh, here she goes." We all need that somebody that we can let get under our skin. So it wasn't a perfect relationship.
It's probably because Betty White was just too darn nice.
That's the thing, because think about it, Bea Arthur is very a lot like her character.
Yeah,
sarcastic and and a little taller.
Very tall.
Very tall. And then there's Betty White, who's obviously not as ditzy as she was in the Golden Girls.
She's a lot smarter than you
would
think.
Maybe just didn't. They didn't gel.
Well like
I bet you she. I bet you she still hates her from heaven because Betty White's still alive.
Can we just say Betty White. Is still alive. She's working so much and always coming out and doing things. I don't know. It's amazing. But anyway. Guess who won the feud? Because Betty White, again,
still alive.
You win. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, we got cancellations, record breakers, rock and roll. But first, I need a moment because something happened to an actor over the weekend, and I'm really upset about it, and it's completely changed the trajectory of my life, or at least what I thought it would be. Because Idris Elba got married. And I'm really upset about it.
My wife's in mourning, too.
I just am upset.
You got a loop now, huh?
Of course he married Miss Vancouver. Couldn't marry Miss Canton, could he? So
why, do you know her, too?
Hey.
What?
She's nice looking.
Her name is Sabrina Dower. She is 29 years old. Of course she is. He's 46. The good news is they got married in Marrakesh. Morocco.
Oh, really?
I want to go to Morocco. I love Morocco in Epcot. It's my favorite part of Epcot.
I'm sure it's exactly like that.
Disney really, a lot of attention
they
to detail.
Exactly. They nail it. Yep.
Anyway, she looked beautiful, and he looked handsome as ever, and I cried.
I'm sure a lot of women did.
The good news is, and I did a little deep dive on my little friend Idris Elba, and this probably won't last. He's been married 2 times before.
Okay,
and
so
one lasted 4 years, and one lasted 6 months. And
who says Americans are negative?
And so my guess is that this one.
Six months? No, he'll be back in the game.
Maybe 2 years.
Yeah, okay, two years. Give him 2 years. Okay.
He looked so good.
He'll be okay.
He is so handsome. I just need a minute. Okay. All right. Moving on, everybody. Guess what? The Beverly Hills 90210 reboot, which really is kind of sad because Luke Perry died last month of a stroke. They are going forward with the reboot with everybody because Shannon Doherty has joined the cast.
Well, he wasn't in it anyway. He wasn't going to be in it anyway.
He was a holdout, but she was a holdout.
Okay.
And so now she's not holding out anymore. And so they're going to do this. Which has... You're dark.
Very dark.
It's going to be the original cast playing themselves trying to get a reboot off the ground, much like Joey from Friends.
Episodes. So good.
Yep. I guess. All right. Sad news for Brian Bell this weekend.
Yeah. I hate when shows I watch get canceled.
Santa Clarita Diet got canceled. Drew Barrymore.
Timothy Oliphant.
Yes.
She's
and
so
they,
good.
They eat people. It's like...
Spoiler
that's the,
alert.
Yeah, sorry, but anyway, it's weird. I just want to mention, too...
It's the funniest zombie show out there.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it? Hey, you guys, I just want to let you know that Avengers Endgame made $1.2 billion over the weekend. Game of Thrones was last night, and it was like a two-hour battle, and I can't say anything about it except people are just... All my Facebook feed last night was like, OMG, OMFG. How can I sleep? How can I sleep? How can I sleep? That's it.
So you know, anyway. this thing's gonna be Titanic in like 6 months.
What?
All time.
Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Unbelievable.
So. Good.
Titanic, awful.
I love Titanic. Hey, Sigourney Weaver made a surprise appearance at that Bergen High School play that when they put on Alien.
Oh, my God,
and
really?
So, yeah, show
she actually
weekend.
Showed
wow,
up. No,
she
cool.
showed up, yeah.
Really, that's cool.
Yeah, and Ridley Scott apparently donated like $5,000 to the drama department at Bergen High, so that's kind of fun thing this weekend. I missed it, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was on HBO Saturday night. You can probably catch that.
Yeah, it's
anytime.
Like replaying and on demand and everything else.
Tonight on ABC, Queen and Adam Lambert. They have a documentary. That's going to be interesting. It tells the story of the band's return to touring with Lambert as the new lead singer. And
saw a couple of trailers on there. It looks very interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know what you were doing over the weekend, but I was watching Taylor Swift's awesome video. That,
the cat video?
Me. No, not a cat
not
video.
The cat video.
No, the awesome me video, which apparently broke records because I guess it was viewed 65.2 million times in its first day on YouTube. Okay, I don't know what people do all day. I mean, I know what I did. I watched it too, but still, like, that's a lot of people. It's a lot of eyes. Go Taylor.
Go. Got it. Thank you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, thrill seekers, it's game time on the Lauren Wally Morning Show. Yes, win a grand in 60 seconds is on the air. Our player this morning is a gentleman. We assume he's a gentleman. His name is Rick Bocage. He's from Braintree, Massachusetts. Good morning, Rick. How are you doing this morning?
How you doing?
Great, thanks. Now, Rick, I understand that we've interrupted your making breakfast. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, what are we having today?
I think we're going to have some scrambled eggs, corned beef hash, and some toast.
Mm. That sounds lovely.
Very good. Very healthy breakfast there. So,
is it, though?
Semi.
Okay, semi.
Okay, we don't want to burn your toast here. So we'll get right to this game for you because we got $1,000 from Century Bank up for grabs this morning. Now, what's going to happen, Rick, is LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within the span of 60 seconds. Your job is to get all those correct. If you do that, it's very simple. We give you the cash. Now, do you play along on a regular basis?
When I'm in the car driving in.
Okay. Now, you usually do pretty well?
Semi.
Okay.
8 out of 10.
Okay, well, let's see how you do this morning. I hope it's your lucky day because it is time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 2 plus 2?
4.
Who sings Piano Man?
Billy Joel.
What does the T in MIT stand for?
Institute.
Abraham Zapruder gained fame for filming what important event in U.S. history?
Pass on that one.
Shannon Doherty played what character on 90210?
Yeah. Don't know that one.
What dancer from Omaha was born Fred Austerlitz?
Pass on that one.
Name two of the four United States that begins with the letter A.
Alabama.
Name two.
Arkansas.
This actor on The Wire got married over the weekend.
Pass.
What children's book character lives in the Hundred Acre Wood?
Winnie the Pooh.
What is the plastic piece at the end of a shoelace called?
Pass.
Abraham Zapruder gained fame. Oh.
Well, time has expired.
What about
four
the passes?
Out of those, right? But we do. Go ahead and bring him up to speed. Here.
Okay. I think you said, what does the T at MIT stand for? You said institute, but it's technology. But I see what you.
I see what he did.
Close.
Close. Abraham Zapruder gained fame for filming the JFK assassination, the Zapruder tape. Shannon Doherty played Brenda on 90210. Fred Austerlitz was born in Omaha. He became Fred Astaire. Idris Elba got married over the weekend. And the plastic piece at the end of a shoelace is called an aglet.
So now,
now
you know.
You know.
Okay.
Now I'm informed.
Yep. Yes. Well, Rick, you're also the recipient of a fine consolation prize. You've won a pair of tickets to see Hugh Jackman, the man, the music, the show, world tour.
You are so lucky.
This is a very, very hot ticket. Very hot ticket.
But I want to see this so bad. That's gonna, you're going to have so much fun. Have you seen The Greatest Showman yet?
No, I haven't, but I've seen the ads, and I thought it was pretty nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
He's a Wolverine and a song and dance man.
He's unbelievable.
Okay, October 1st, TD Garden, he's going to be there, so are you, Rick. So enjoy the show. Thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a fabulous day.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Take care of yourself now.
Good job.
Anybody else, if you'd like to win this game, if you got to play it first. To play it, you got to qualify. To qualify, you register. You log on to WRR.com, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Well, Hank has started binge-watching Game of Thrones. Brian's binge-watching Game of Thrones.
I think I can catch up.
Okay. And you've started
I've given up. I'm not going to binge-watch. No.
But you started something else.
Yeah, Netflix has a new show called Chambers on premiered this weekend. So we binge-watched a lot of Chambers. Not the whole thing, so I haven't figured out what happens in the end, but it's really intriguing. It's intriguing because it stars Uma Thurman, who I really like,
in
Pulp
her.
Fiction.
Okay.
It stars Tony Goldwyn from Scandal. P.S., Tony Goldwyn is 58 years old. I have never seen anybody in such good shape.
Really?
Like, it's stunning. I mean, he's just like lean and fit and looks great.
He was in The President in what show, Tony
Scandal.
Goldwyn?
Scandal.
In Scandal.
Yes.
Thanks for
watching. I was thinking it was a different show.
So, it follows this girl, Sasha, who is a teenage girl who suffers a freak heart attack, and then she receives a heart transplant from Becky Lefevre, and she's living in like this neighborhood town. She's with rich parents. After meeting the parents, Tony Goldwyn and Uma Thurman, she starts this uneasy relationship with the family, and then things start happening.
The family of the heart donor?
Donor, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And she... weird things start happening. She takes on a lot of the persona of the girl who had donated her
spooky
heart.
Now, you said that you were going to start watching this show, and I was like, I feel like this show is bad for organ donation.
Well, you know, I'm watching it, and I got to say that the show is really intriguing and good, and it's, you know, it's kind of worth watching. However, when I was watching it, I thought the very same thing. I'm like, this is not good for the organ donor.
The organ donor
community.
Cards you do, yeah, on your driver's
because
license.
Because people will think this is real or possible, and it's, you know, and then not donate their organs or freak out if they have to get an organ donation.
Are you saying this isn't possible?
I'm saying it's not possible. Okay. I'm going to say it. Just not check. Possible. Okay. Donate life. Yeah. So I Googled it. I'm like, transplant community and Chambers. And it pops up, donate life. Says Netflix Chambers show shows how heartless Hollywood can be. So it could cost lives through its inaccurate portrayal of organ donation. Make no mistake, this show will cost some people their lives, says Dr. Susan Morgan. She's
really?
A researcher at New Miami. She said, you know, basically, the research concludes that fear-based storylines about organ and tissue donation stop people from registering their decision to be a donor, which can be, you know, deprive potential recipients of that. So don't do that. Watch the show and donate your organs. It's just a show, people.
It's just a show.
And it's worth just seeing Tony Goldwyn with no shirt on at 58.
Okay.
Inspiring.
I'll keep that in mind.
All right.
I know. Sorry. I did that.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay. On the program this morning, we'll leave you with the Lorne and Wally Bet You Didn't Know for the Day today. Yeah. You know, the old time slot machines, they had the pictures of the fruit on there, and if all the fruit came up, you know, you'd be a winner.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know why they had pictures of those fruit? Because back in the olden days, they actually gave away as prizes fruit. So if you came up with the right fruit, you won the fruit. And the reason they did that
is so you wouldn't get scurvy.
That's no.
No.
So they could get around the gambling for money laws.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't give away money. We just gave away fruit. But fruit was very expensive in those days because, when you know, they didn't have a lot of Lambert's fruit stands.
Okay.
So now you know.
Wow. Now I know.
Now what would you rather get? Three bananas, three cherries.
I would
three
go
plums.
With the three bananas.
Three
yeah,
bananas.
Basically. Yeah. Hey, Hank, would you please bring us up to speed on what's going on out there this morning? Because it's been an up and down day.
And it continues that way. Northbound Expressway, trouble spot traffic brought to you by Duncan. Jammed from the split to Columbia Road on the expressway northbound, then from the Pike into the Tip Tunnel, and southbound crash clearing a Granite. You're back to Mass Ave. 95 North still have one at 295 in North Attleboro. If you're 93 South, busy 213 to 495, then you're packed in at Park Street. Still heavy Route 1 South, Main Street to 99, and then Sergeant Street all the way down to the Tobin Bridge. Trouble Spot Traffic is brought to you by Ira.
I don't know what's going on, you know, but all I've heard is rumors that they're bringing in cases and cases of bananas up the new Encore. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up on that.
Yeah, okay. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.